Simultaneous Dependence of the Dark Matter and Gas Clustering on the Scale and Environment, by Yun Wong et al. In this work, we propose new statistical tools that are capable of characterizing the simultaneous dependence of the matter clustering on the scale and density environment, which are the environment-dependent wavelet power spectrum ENVWPS and environment-dependent wavelet cross-correlation ENVWCC. We apply these statistics to the projected 2D dark matter and baryonic gas density fields of the Illustris TNG simulation at redshifts from Z equals 3.0 to Z equals 0.0. Measurement of the ENVWPSs indicates that the clustering strengths of both the dark matter and gas increase with density. At all redshifts, we observe that the ENVWPS of the gas is suppressed on intermediate and small scales, which is caused by baryonic processes. Furthermore, by computing the environmental bias function, we find that this suppression varies with the environment, scale and redshift. A noteworthy feature is that at Z equals 0.0, the bias value increases with density on scales 2 is less than or equal to K is less than or equal to 10 HMPC1, which is the reversal of that in earlier times. On the other hand, the ENVWCC also shows strong environmental dependence on scales K is greater than or equal to 2 HMPC1 and is sensitive to the redshift. We find that at Z equals 3.0, the coherence of the dark matter and gas decreases with density. At lower redshifts, the coherence in denser environments becomes much higher than that in less dense environments. These results suggest that baryonic processes have less effect on the matter clustering in high-density environments at later times. Obviously, these statistics provide us rich information and hence could improve our understanding of the matter clustering. This was Simultaneous Dependence of the Dark Matter and Gas Clustering on the Scale and Environment, by Yun Wong et al.